Webster is taking off for L.A. He lives to thrash. He loves to compete. But the competition is a killer.
Check it out, hooking the dagger.
Beautiful girl at the club.
The music of the Bangles, Animotion, Devo, Meatloaf, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, thrashing.
Well, what do you thrash?
What do you got?
You'd like to be held like that?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Look at us. Ain't it funny? Is it just beginner's luck? Well, maybe.
Just the game, right, Valley Boy? You like games, right, Valley Boy?
An uphill romance.
Corey, please don't go.
To a downhill race. It's not a kid's game anymore.
Welcome to E-Society Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Nez here, E-Society Podcast, coming at you with some summertime flicks. I know I kind of posted on this maybe a week or two ago. But summer is almost up. We're almost at the end of July. But we're still in the summer, so I'm gonna drop you a few episodes for these summer flicks for us. They're all gonna be here on our Spotify feed, Spotify for podcasters, aka Anchor, since Spotify bought it and everything. But I'm gonna come at you first with the 1986 action drama romance. Hey, okay. Thrashing came out in 1986. Two skateboarding gangs battle each other for supremacy, and a member of one gang falls in love with the sister of his rival. Were they gangs? The Daggers, okay, I could maybe see them as a quote-unquote gang, but the Ramp Locals, those are just some buddies that like to skate together. They weren't two gangs. I don't know who wrote this. This is on IMDb. I guess I should look on whatchamacallit, on Google and see what it says there. Might be something totally different, but let's look it up. All right, here we go. This is what Google has to say. Corey and his band of skater buddies sometimes make mischief, but they are more interested in girls and having fun on their boards than getting into any real trouble. Okay. Notorious enemy crew, the Daggers, led by Tommy Hook, and their kicks terrorize the locals of Venice Beach. When Corey starts dating Tommy's kid sister, the Daggers are furious. The boys then take their beef to the LA Massacre, a deadly skate race down a canyon road. Okay. All right. I don't know who wrote this either, but all right. This was directed by David Winters, and it was written by Paul Brown and Alan Sachs. And this stars... come on, you're killing me here. All right, Thanos himself, Josh Brolin as Corey Webster. We got the awesome Robert Ressler as Tommy Hook, Pamela Gidley as Chrissy, that's Hook's sister, Brooke McCarter as Tyler, rest in peace. He also played Paul in The Lost Boys. Josh Rickman as Radley. He was my favorite in this. Brett Marks as Bozo. He is related to the Marx brothers. I don't know which, if he's a kid or a grandson. I don't know. Anyway, David Winger as Little Stevie. Chuck McCann as Sam Flood. The great Tony Alva. He's just T.A. Mark Munsky as Monk. The beautiful Sharon Fenn as Velvet. And then there is a ton of skateboarders in this film. You got the great Per Wellander, who actually had some lines in the film. Legendary Christian Assoy. He had a line as well. Jesse Martinez. Let me see. I'm going to kind of run through the credits of the film. All right. Mondo Beck, Christian Assoy, Jesse Martinez, Maso Mariu. I can never say his last name, right? Where am I? Okay. Steve Olson, Johnny Ray, Eddie Radigy, Steve Stedham, Steve Caballero, Tony Hawk, Lester Kasai, Alan Losey, Tony Magnuson, Mike McGill, Billy Ruff, Kevin Staub, Chris Cook, Richie Dunlap, Alan Losey, Lance Mountain, Steve Olson, Chris Version, Steve Caballero, Mike McGill, Eric Sanderson, Eric Dressen. These are guys that have played like the stunt doubles. What happened? Let me see. Let me go back. Okay, those are the daggers. Those are the pool skaters. Down here skater. I know Nadas Kappas. He was in this as well. He was one of the guys at the end during the downhill where you can clearly see him. Gator, Murgowski, Kip Woods. Yeah, Nadas Kappas, Dennis Martinez, and a slew of other skateboarders. But yeah, Nadas, he doubled, I think, for Paul. Or not Paul. Paul is for his character in Lost Boys, Tyler. Of course, these guys weren't. Josh Brolin did some skating. You can clearly see it's him when he's doing some rolling around and bombing the hill, as well as Robert Rustler. They were both skaters when they're young. Not sure if they skate now, but they did. I think with the more dangerous things that they were doing, they probably had doubles. But when they were doing the LA Massacre, it didn't look like they were going fast, but it was both of them going down the hill. When it gets to the end of the race, when they're doing the slides and everything, that's clearly not them. But yeah, this movie takes place during the summer. I believe Corey Webster, Josh Brolin's character, he lives down south, maybe close to San Diego or somewhere in between, like Carlsbad or whatever. But he's going up north to L.A. to spend the summer and compete in a pool competition as well as the L.A. Massacre, which is the L.A. downhill. Along the way, he's with his buddies and they're out ripping up and skating. And then this is when they kind of get into it with the hook and the daggers. Basically, the daggers are the ones that think they rule the L.A. skate scene. I mean, I love the beginning of the film when we see Corey jamming down the street. You can clearly see that it is Josh Brolin. So like I said, he is doing some of the skateboarding. Again, probably not all the harder tricks you see his character doing in it, but he is sliding and power. I mean, he dropped in on one of the ramps in the beginning of the film when he meets up with the ramp locals and with his boys. I don't know if he wrote it out because we don't see him write it out. Maybe there was some cushions or something that he just dropped in and boom, hit it. I don't know. But he did drop in on that ramp. I don't know how tall it was. It was a vert ramp. So I couldn't tell you if he did. But that whole scene in the beginning when they're skating the ramp, you can clearly see that it is other professional skateboarders like Steve Caballero on Lance Mountain and whoever else is in that scene. When you notice that it's not the actors that are skateboarding, they have like the most terrible wigs ever when you see the back of them, because you see them when they're, especially when that the scene when they're bombing down Hollywood Boulevard just skating and having fun, you could clearly see it's not them, and their wigs, like I said, are just terrible. If you've seen this film, you already know, but if you haven't, if I sell it to you by the end of this quick little review, it's on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, it's on there. This is one of my favorite skateboarding movies, probably my top number one skateboarding movie ever made. There's a few, and there's a bunch of skateboarding movies out there, but this one to me is probably the best one in my opinion. I grew up watching, I went and saw this in the theater that opening weekend. It also, I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 came out. I don't know if it came out the same day or the same weekend or whatever, but it was out, because when we saw, when we were done with Thrashing, we snuck over into the next theater and we watched Texas Chainsaw 2. But anyway, I think we'll have to, I know we covered it on the Horror Returns. I think we did a commentary with it. I don't know. Go back a few years, a billion episodes ago. But this film is awesome. Like I said, does take place in the summertime. Once the ramp locals, they're out there skating, and they kind of butt heads with the hook and the daggers. Corey's out skating, and this is the scene when he meets up with Per Wellander, and he's watching him. He catches the eye of a beautiful young woman, Chrissy, played by Pamela Gidley. I think that's her last name. But at this time, Corey doesn't know who she is. He just thinks she's this little cutie hanging out in Venice Beach. But as the audience watching it, we see that she goes back. Hook's girlfriend, Velvet, Sherilyn Fenn, she comes up and says, "Hey, come on, your brother wants you." So that's when we find out that that's Hook's sister, because he brings her into her world. She's from somewhere back east. I can't remember where, Kansas or wherever. She's a little farm girl. So he's trying to just get her to be hang out in the city. She's probably just there for the summer. And so, but, and there's a scene where they go to this concert, and it's basically a club, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing. And they're out there jamming to, I think it was Black Eyed Blonde was that song. It's an awesome scene, man. You see him out there having a good time, and the Chili's just killing it. There is a cool little stage dive from Eddie Radtke, and he dives off the stage, but like basically just sinks into the crowd. But that's when Corey and Chrissy kind of hook up, and they go out and have a little montage of having a good time in Venice or wherever they were at. But the next morning, she comes home like super early, the sun is up when she gets home, and that's supposed to be the day of the pool competition. But when Hook, like, she comes in late, like, "Where were you?" And he goes, "I go to the club, my sister," and you disappear. She goes, "Oh, I was out hanging out with someone." And he's like, "Oh, who is it?" She goes, "I don't know. I think he lives over in the valley." And Hook just like, ah, he goes like, "Chrissy, I told you." And he goes, "If you're going to hang out here, you got to hang out with daggers." And she goes, "If you're not going to listen to what I have to say, I'm in charge." He goes, you can just go home. And she's like, "Man, whatever." So we get to the pool competition, and Corey is in there just kicking ass. I couldn't tell you who was doubling for him. I'm not really sure, but you do see Christian Hosoi. He's in there ripping it up. You see Lance Mountain. Also, you see Mike McGill, as well as Tony Hawk. And there is other guys out there ripping it up. I think Alan Losey is one of them. I believe they filmed this at the Del Mar Skate Ranch. I'm not really sure, because I've never been to these parks. Well, they're no longer there anymore. They did get they got rid of all the parks in the 80s. But this park was basically the park that Tony Hawk just learned to just rip and destroy everybody. So watch all the Bones Brigade anthology documentary, as well as the Until the Wheels Fall Off, the Tony Hawk doc that's on, was HBO Max. Now it's just Max. So it's on there. It's an amazing documentary. Both of them are. Me, because I'm a skateboarder, I've been skating since the late 70s. watch all skateboarding documentaries, even if you're not a skateboarder. I mean, if you just like watching cool documentaries, these guys and gals have interesting stories on how, where they grew up, how their skating progressed, and where they are now. It sucks that some of our rippers out there are no longer with us, but they're with us in spirit, and every time we skate, if you looked up to them. But anyway, this pool scene is awesome. I love it because we see the best of the best at the time, and they're still awesome now. I'm not saying that they're no good now, but they're still out there ripping, and Corey, he's out there ripping it and basically killing it, and then the daggers kind of foil his run. They get some jacks, and they drop it down into the bowl. Unbeknownst to Corey, he comes in and he hits one. And for you rippers out there that are listening to this, and you know, any little pebble can make you go down. I think cruiser wheels are pretty good because you can roll over almost just over everything. But if you got small hard wheels, any little rock, especially a jack. I've hit plenty of rocks and other things and fell and got flat spots on your wheels. But this slamming or getting basically just stopping on jacks, it threw him off his board, and his back actually hit really hard on the jacks because you see he had some little puncture wounds in his back. But he's I think it just foiled his run. I don't think he even won the contest, but they know that the daggers did it, so they're kind of like just all right. So but Corey is still trying to do his thing, and he's still trying to meet up with Chrissy and everything. But in between, there's awesome skating. I do love the scene when the guys are all going down Hollywood Boulevard and just having a good time, man. Just skating and ripping, and it's amazing. For those of you guys and gals that are out there rip, I mean, when you have a crew and you guys are just out there just having fun, no worries and not a care in the world, and you're just bombing down the street or just on the sidewalk and busting little tricks here and there, it's so much fun. I mean, I skate still. I'm in parks, and if I'm out by myself somewhere. But I do remember growing up with all my friends. Shout out to Darren. Rest in peace, brother. I miss you and I love you. My buddy Joe, my buddy Carl, my big brother Carl, man, I love you, brother, and I miss you too. Rest in peace. Bo, he was awesome ripper. My brother, Tough, Donnie Jr., rest in peace. He was out there skating with us at times. My brother Cam, he was out there ripping with us as well. And all my other friends, Terry, Phil, my buddy Gab, my brother Sam, all out there, and we would just have a good time. That's what I really love about this scene when I sit there and think about growing up in Oakland or in the city, bombing down the streets of Oakland or the hills of Oakland, the hills in San Francisco, and just bombing down Market Street or going to E&B and just ripping it up on the blocks. I mean, I love that, man, just being with your buddies and just having fun and skating. I mean, for me, skating has took me away from a lot of things. I mean, nothing. I mean, more took me away from the bad things that were going on in my life when I was growing up, when I was much older, and now. I mean, I battle depression, and I get on my skateboard, and everything goes away because I'm not thinking about it. I'm thinking about just having fun and skating and trying not to fall. That's the main thing. But this scene is awesome. Just some buddies, like I said, not a care in the world, and they're just bombing down the street having a good time. Obviously, they in this scene, if you live in Hollywood or if you're familiar with the Hollywood Boulevard, I don't know exactly where they started to go down, but it is a heavy traffic street on the sidewalk, so I don't know. But like I said, it was for the movie. I don't know if they got permits or whatever. It looks like they just got some guys on skateboards and bombed down the street, and they had a camera that followed them and everything. But you can clearly see that they go past some things over and over again. But so after that scene, Corey kind of hooks up with Chrissy. She is just hanging out at her brother's house, and he kind of, come on, let's go out. So she sneaks out. They go hang out for a while, go over back to Corey's little RV where he's sleeping at. He's camping out behind Tyler's house. They have the thing, beats it up, and then takes her home back to her house. And then while he drops her off, Hook and one of his other buddies are kind of hanging out outside in the bushes or wherever they're, and they see Corey drop her off. And this part is awesome. I love this scene. So they're like, come on, let's go get him. So Corey, man, he's just in the best, in his mindset, man. He just got it on with this girl that he just met a few days ago. And then awesome Circle Jerk song, Wild in the Streets, is on. Because then they come, Corey is skating down the street, and then Hook and those guys come riding up, do a power slide, go, there he is, get him. And then the music kicks, wild in the streets, and all that. I love that song. It gets me hyped every time I hear it. Shout out to Circle Jerks. A good skate rock, good skate punk. I think they're still out there doing it, too. I would love to see them again. But this scene, man, Corey is just skating for his life. Because there must be like, I don't know, about 10 of them or so. Maybe a little less than 10. But they're all hauling ass after him. And obviously, if they catch him, they're going to beat his ass and everything. I don't think there's even 10. It looks more like about 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there's 6 of them chasing after Corey. But I love this scene because Corey is just pumping down the street, haul ass. And it does look like it is Josh Brolin. At times, you can clearly see that it's someone else as well, but there is scenes where it's you can clearly see that it's him. And these guys, man, on skateboards, they did do some stunts. Like Christian Asoy, he slammed into this street sweeper. They was in slow motion, so you don't know how fast he was going, but it was Robert Russler, man. He was out there doing it. He was bombing the hill, and we just see a scene when Steve Stedham and Eddie Radtke stash and wipe out on the sidewalk. But this one scene when it's just pitch black and these guys are bombing down the street, Tony Alva leading the way. It's awesome because we did that at night. Was it the safest thing to do? No, but we weren't thinking anything bad. We were thinking about just having fun and bombing down the streets at night. That's what it always reminds me and my buddy jamming down 38th, that 38th hill, for those of you that know Oakland, the hill that goes down towards Foothill. I think their speed bumps are there now. Before there wasn't, man. It was just haul ass down the hill or flying down 35th Ave from the top all the way down, and it's just awesome till you hit MacArthur, and then it kind of flattens out once you get past the freeway. But this scene is awesome because they're still chasing him. I mean, they go into this parking garage that has a little circular thing for the cars, and they're just still chasing him. But man, they all have smiles on their faces and everything, and they're all having like a good time. And I've done this many times with my buddies. I mean, are we supposed to? No, we're not, because security always chases us away. But when we did get to bomb those little circular ramp things down the parking lots, those were awesome. So, but Corey ends up getting away. Then they're like, they don't know where he went. So they're all right. So, hey, they go to the ramp that Tyler and those guys built at the beginning. And the Hook and the Dagger and them, they go over there and they basically burn it down. So next morning, the ramp locals show up. They see that their ramp is just a frame and burnt to the ground, basically. But in this one little quick little patch, they wrote Dagger's Rule. So yeah, Dagger's no. And then they go skating off and they go over to the Dagger's house where they all live. And I believe that house is not there anymore. I was watching this one guy that was doing, he did a video of all the scenes where they filmed Thrashing. And he said that house isn't there anymore. I think there's some apartments or condos or something built there. But they go there. Tyler wants to see Monk because he did notice that Monk was spying on them when they were building the ramp. So he goes after him. And Tyler ends up whooping Monk's ass. But Hook jumps in and just boom, kind of just kicks Tyler in the balls. And then, bah, gives him a left. And then he just kind of, boom, just gives him a knee to the gut. And he just kind of lays there. And Hook's ready to beat him up. While they were all skating there, little Stevie wiped out. So Corey kind of had to stop and help him. That's why they come showing up late. And, when Hook's about to, when he was beating up Tyler, Corey comes running and he goes, "Fight with me, Hook." And he goes, "All right." So they're about to fight. But then, Chrissy jumps in and says, "Hey, stop it." So they're like, "All right, man, well, we won't fight here." And then this is when Hook challenged Corey to, joust at the Bronson Canyon half pipe. It's not a half pipe. It's like a drainage ditch. It looks fun though. And I believe from what I understand, it's still there. So, and it's called Bronson Canyon drainage thing or whatever it is. But, this part was funny. would we do it? I don't know. We'd do it just to copy the movie, but we wouldn't do it to battle anyone. But basically they're in a drainage ditch and they all they have, it's called joust, and they have little sticks with chains on them with like bags at the end. So I don't know if it was, we all know, the audience knows that it's like maybe something soft in it, but who knows, maybe it's full of rocks or broken glass or padlocks or something. I don't know. So, but it's a cool little scene. I love it. They're going back and forth at each other, swinging those things. They do swing and miss a lot, but they do take some hits. They kind of throw some punch in as well. And then after that, they kind of just get fed up with it. And then they just tackle each other and start fighting and brawling. Hook ends up getting on top of Corey, and he has that little stick bag, and he just slams it and breaks Corey's arm. So then they all, they're still fighting. Hook is about to just knock him out, basically, but then the cops show up, and everybody hauls ass, and Hook's just running, "Ah, please, get out of here, it's a bus." And they all start running. Hook's yelling out, "Grab my skate!" And then they all go taking off. The guys go running down there. "Come on, let's go." But Corey's still laying there, holding his arm. And this is when we notice. They go, "Hey, man, his arm is broken." So then next scene, we see Corey, and he's got a cast on his arm. And he's sitting in his RV. Chrissy kind of shows up, telling him, goes, "Look, you weren't supposed to do, you shouldn't have fought him anyway. It's your own fault. Now you can just forget sponsorship." Chrissy goes and yells at her brother, "Look, you did this to my friend, and you're ruining his life and all this." But Hook is just kind of mad. And Chrissy just like, "Well, I'm going home." So Corey's bummed out because he did yell at Chrissy. And then so she's kind of, "Well, I'm going home." So she kind of packs her bags and heads back to wherever. She's from Nebraska or something. But we do get a little montage of Corey practicing to see if he can skate with his broken arm. But he kind of falls and out. And then we also see Chrissy. She's on the bus going back home, but she kind of gets like, "You know what? F this." And she gets off the bus and she starts hitchhiking back to LA. So all while she's trying to do all that, we get to the LA massacre. And this is awesome. I don't know. They say that it's a 20 mile. I think it was 20 miles down this big hill. I don't know where this hill is, somewhere in the LA area. I don't know. But it looks like there's like, I don't want to say 100 guys out there doing it. It looks awesome. I don't think you could do something like this. I don't know. It looks like they had the whole permits and blocked off the road, closed the roads so they can have this, because at the very end of the bottom, there was police and everybody there, and they had the finish line and all that. So I don't know. I assume this was a legit race, but this race is just full of street skaters, downhillers, everybody. that just whoever has a board and a helmet, these guys all pad up and everything. There's guys like that have the leather suits on. Shout out to my brother Brian. He did this type of stuff. Downhilling. I've done downhill, but not to this extreme. But the scene is awesome because we do see that it is Corey or Josh Brolin as well as Robert Ressler hauling ass down the hill at times where you can see their faces. Again, you can clearly see they weren't going very fast when the camera's on them when they're riding down the hill. But because it doesn't look like they're going very quick. But the scenes when we see everyone else just hauling ass, because when the race starts, man, everyone's just going, and then just immediately people are wiping out. And it looked like these guys were really getting hurt because, I mean, these are skateboarders. These aren't stuntmen that are out there doing this. So, I mean, there was a lot of guys, man. There was just rippers that were just bombing the hill, and there was guys that were buttboarding down the hill. I've done plenty of buttboarding in my time when I was little. That was always hella fun. But the best dude in this race to me was Christian Osoy, because he's in a full black bodysuit and they're hauling ass down the road. I don't know how fast they were going, but Christian Osoy was doing some speed ollies. I mean, if you know Christian, he's an awesome guy. He's got a documentary as well. It's on YouTube. Definitely, I think it's called Rising Sun. The legend of Christian Osoy. He was an awesome ripper and everything, but then the fame got to his head, and then the drugs, and he actually went to prison for drugs and everything. It's an awesome documentary, and it's cool. Definitely check it out, as well as the Gator one. But the Gator is that one's a little more rougher because he went to prison for murder, but you can see watch his story and everything. But the Christian Osoy one is awesome. He is out of prison. And he's doing, I think he's a pastor for his church and everything. He found Jesus when he was locked up, and it did the best for him. I mean, religion isn't for everyone, but it helped him. And if it helps you, cool, right on, party. But it was good. It's a good documentary. Definitely check it out. It's on YouTube, so you can definitely check it out. Christian Osoy is an awesome guy. I met him a bunch of times back in the heyday in the 80s. And then I met him at Comic-Con. I met him at that Agenda thing, whatever that convention thing was, and some other places, some skate contests. And he's always really cool to sit down there and talk with. But anyway, these guys are all bombing down the hill, racing and everything. It's an awesome scene. Like I said, these are there might have been some stunt guys that probably could skate, and they did all the scenes when the guys were falling off the roads and crashing into the trees and everything. The thing that's funny about this, there's a couple guys you see that they wipe out earlier in the race, and then we see them wipe out again. So I don't know, man. Maybe they got up and they have fast bearings in their wheels because they caught up, and then they wipe out again. It's funny. I mean, it's just, you do what you got to do in this. But it's an amazing race. And the guys that go crashing off to the side of the road, you can see that some of them are professional skateboarders. And like I said, they did their own stunts. But the scenes when we clearly see Josh Brolin and Robert Ressler, like right in the front of the camera as they're all bombing down the hill, it doesn't look like they're going very fast. But it still is. It's them. And they did this for the film. So I think that's awesome. Because like I said, they were both skateboarders. I don't know to what extent, but enough to make it believable to the audience. If you're unfamiliar of who the pros are and everything. But this whole scene is awesome because once it ends up getting to the final two in the race, either they just dusted everyone and everyone's still behind them, but Corey and Hook go bombing down the curves, and this is, they have those little gloves with the little things on the bottom so they can power slides and all that around the curves. Watch the Bones Brigade videos. Those are the ones. I know one of those guys, it might be both of them, but the guy that's doubling for Hook, He was on the PAL team. I don't know if he is now anymore, but if you've seen those earlier PAL videos, you can clearly see who it is, and this guy's badass. And the thing that's funny about this, Hook rides Goofy Foot, and then this guy rides regular that's doubling for him. So I was kind of like, all right, cool. But you wouldn't know that if you're not a skateboarder. You just see these guys fly down the road. But us to us skateboarders, it's awesome. I mean, but now, man, Rippers now, they ride both ways. But I'm sure they were riding both ways back here in this time in 86, probably 85 when they filmed this. But no, this was these were two doubles for them. But it's an amazing scene when they're hauling ass down the road. Finally gets to the two. Corey and Hook are like kind of neck and neck, and they're trying to grab each other. And Corey kind of just gives Hook the elbow, and Hook goes flying off the side of the road. Nah, he goes just crashing down down this little slant in the dirt and everything. So he's out of the race, and Corey ends up just hauling ass. I believe he was going. I don't know. I'm at the scene when they're at the end. All right, they're coming around the final turn. Hook's they're pushing each other, and Hook kind of just goes a little too fast, and he goes flying down the hill, and then Corey comes bombing down, and it looks like he's going hella fast. And I don't know if anyone really does this, but all right, he's hauling ass, and you can see that it's Josh Brolin. The police are at the bottom with the scanner or the reader, speed reader, whatever you call those things. He's going 63 miles an hour, and he hits a jump ramp and crosses the finish line. I mean, I've hit my share of jump ramps, but I don't think I was going 63 miles an hour. But he does a little leg grab over off the ramp, lands, and then cuts through the finish line. So Corey Webster is the winner of the LA Massacre. Earlier in the film, he met up with Sam Flood, who runs Smash Skateboards, Chuck McCann. And he kind of told him, he's like, look, man, he goes, you win the LA Massacre, you'll be skating for Smash Skates. So when Corey's hooting and hollering, Sam Flood comes up, hey, man, congratulations. Welcome to Smash Skates, kid. And then he's like, ah, yeah, I did it. And everyone's hooting and hollering. Corey's kind of looking around, scans the crowd, and he sees Chrissy because she made it to the end of the race. And he's like, how'd you get here? And she's like, don't ask, because there's a montage of her trying to get back to L.A., hitchhiking and everything. So, but she made it back. Hook kind of comes up and slams his hand over Corey's shoulder, and he's like, man, he goes, that was insane. And then he tells Chris, he goes, hey, man, your boyfriend's a lunatic. And he kind of basically just like, hey, man, you're cool. I'm cool with it. And yeah, you can see my sister. He didn't say all that, but you kind of know that point. And then Chrissy and Corey kiss, and that is the end of Thrashing. Again, this movie is awesome. If you have Amazon Prime, definitely check it out. There's another awesome movie on there, Gleaming the Cube. The one with Christian Slater. It's an amazing film as well. Check that one out. That one's more of a murder mystery. Christian Slater's brother gets murdered, and he's trying to figure out who and why killed his brother. And then they throw some skateboarding into it. Did it need skateboarding? No, but skateboarders like us, when we saw another skateboarding movie coming out in the theater, we all rushed out to see it. I love the movie. It's an amazing film. Definitely check it out. A lot of good skateboarders in that. Tony Hawk's in it. Mike McGill doubles for Christian Slater. The great Tommy Guerrero. Eric Dressen. I know Lance Mountain's in it. And a bunch of Nodis is in it. Ollie's into the back of the Pizza Hut truck. And a bunch of other people in it. But Thrashing is an amazing film. I still love it today, and I'll always love this film. I have my DVD that I got. I tried to get as many of the skaters that were in the film to sign it. I have the Blu-ray as well, and I have some signatures on that from the professional skateboarders. Will I ever get the stars of the movie to sign this? I don't think I can get close to Josh Brolin. He is a big star now. Robert Russell and Shailene Fenn, I know they do conventions, so who knows, maybe I'll get to meet them. at some point and have them sign my Blu-ray or my DVD. I want them to sign both of them. But anyway, Thrashing, 1986, awesome summertime skateboarding film. Definitely check it out. This is what the poster says. Hot, reckless, totally insane. Thrashing. It's not a kid's game anymore. Okay. It's cool. I've always wanted to know. Corey's board is it's a blank deck and he just threw a spy. He's got this thing of spiders because his last name is Webster. I'm not sure if it was a professional board or if it was something, some blank deck that they say, here, use this. It kind of reminds me of a Jeff Grosso board. I'm not really sure. I could be wrong. Maybe it was just a blank deck that they had him put on. But shout out to Jeff Grosso. Rest in peace, brother. We love you and we miss you. But yeah, Thrashing. It's an awesome film. Like I said, it's not a kid's game anymore. Was it ever a kid's game? It's not even a game, boys and girls. I mean, skateboarding, I've said this before, skateboarding is a way of life. It's not a sport. In my opinion, it's not a sport. It's not a hobby. It's a way of life. I've been skating since the late 70s when I was just a little grommet. Now I'm an old, grouchy, grumpy old grandpa. 51, about to be 52 in a couple months, and I'm still out there skating. Am I doing the stuff that I was doing back then? No, but I'm still out there doing it. I mean, as long as I'm alive, skateboarding is going to be alive in me and all my friends. They did, some of them quit, some of them are still out there ripping. Shout out to Gav, he's still out there doing it. My brother's still out there, does it. My sons, all of them skateboard. My grandson's trying to get them to do it. They out there butt boarding on the boards. They were out there this morning. Puts a smile on my face when I see them. I do make them wear helmets. If you are out there ripping, wear your helmets, wear your pads. I wear my helmets and my pads, more my pads more than my helmet. It depends. If I'm riding ramps or pools and all that, I'll definitely slap my helmet on. This nugget is big and heavy and took many bumps on the cement and some masonite on those ramps. But all right, everyone, that is it for Thrashing for ESP's first episode of the Summer Flicks. I'm gonna come back here with a few more. Now, maybe not a lot, but just a few more episodes with this. So with that, everyone, be safe out there. Come back for more. And so until then, wear your pads, wear your helmets, and always remember to rock hard, skate fast, and party on.